أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يعجبك قوله في الحياة الدنيا ويشهد الله على ما في قلبه وهو ألد الخصام. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after explaining few laws pertaining to Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a certain category of people that you get in this world. Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, in verse number 204 of Surah Baqarah, Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and from amongst the people, you will find such a person, مَنْ يُعْجِبُكَ قَوْلُهُ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, that his statements and his words, his speech fascinates you, it amazes you as far as the worldly life is concerned. When he speaks to you such language and with such conviction, he sounds to be so convincing. We call them thriller. He's always thrilling. He's a master at thrilling. That he actually fascinates you when you listen to him. يُعْجِبُك. You are so attracted by what he's saying. And fil hayati dunya, with regards to the worldly things, figures, and as far as events are concerned, and as far as certain worldly sciences are concerned, you listen to him and you are amazed and fascinated. Allah says you get this type of a person. وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِهِ, and he'll even take qasam upon qasam, he'll bring Allah as a witness to what he's saying. He won't be shy to even take the name of Allah and make Allah testify to what he is saying. وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ, and when it comes to arguing, he's a master at arguing. You can never beat him at arguing. وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ, he is most fierce when it comes to arguing. This type of a person. Three characteristics. Number one, Allah says, when he speaks, his speech is such that it fascinates you, it blows you away. So convincing, number one. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he takes qasam to his sincerity. He calls Allah as a witness to that so-called sincerity which he claims to have. وَهُوَ أَلَدُّ الْخِصَامِ, when it comes to quarreling and arguing, Allah subhanahu says he's most fierce. Then, وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى, if he is given some authority or he's given some freedom in this land, سَعَى فِي الْأَرْضِ, he goes about in the land, لِيُفْسِدَ فِيهَا, to create mischief and disorder in the land. That's all that he does. Is he only creates mischief, he creates disorder. He's always guilty of fasad. وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ, and yet fasad means sins. He creates sins in the land. وَيُهْلِكَ الْحَرْثَ وَالنَّسْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he destroys the tillage, he destroys the plants, and he destroys human life. What does this mean? Mufassirin and scholars explain that number one, Allah says when he's not in your presence, he acts like this angel before you, and when you listen to his word, you're so blown away and fascinated by him. وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى, but when he's not in your presence, Allah says he's busy in this mischief, he's engaged in this sin, he's engaged in this corrupt act, and Allah says he's guilty of destroying crops and he's guilty of destroying human life. Scholars say from this, we understand that sins of man lead to the rains being withheld, as a result of which crops do not grow and humans suffer. Amazing. He's creating fasad, he's creating mischief and sins, and he's disobeying Allah, living a life of disobedience. Allah says as a result, he's killing life, he's killing the crops, and he's killing human life and all forms of life. Why? Because Allah now withholds the rains because of the sin and the disobedience. Allah's mercy is withheld. As a result, everything else, every other creature suffers because of the sins and disobedience of man. Wallahu la yuhibbul fasad. Allah says Allah does not love fasad. Allah does not love corruption, the sin and the mischief that is created in the land. Then when this person is advised, you advise him by what you are doing is wrong. Leave this act of disobedience. You bring Quran before him, you bring hadith before him. It's not even your own words, it's Quran that you present, the words of his Allah. Allah says that وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ, and when it is said to him, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, that fear Allah, leave the sin. Why are you involved in this act of disobedience? Stay away from this vice. Do not lead this life of disobedience. أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةِ, arrogance takes over. He becomes angry and upset. Don't judge me. Who are you? Who made you the judge? By the Quran is the judge, and the Sunnah is judge. We judge you according to Quran and Sunnah. Today, many a times, unfortunately, people, when you advise a person, you say, hey, don't be judgmental. Don't be judgmental. What is judgmental? What is judgmental? Judgmental or being judgmental is to arrive at a conclusion based on assumption. That is being judgmental. To assume something, and based on that assumption, you come to a conclusion about a person. That is wrong. That is dhan, su'ul dhan. Allah refers to it in the Quran. But where it is in front of you, it is apparent, the person is engaged in that sin, an act of disobedience, then Allah says, you are the judge. Antum shuhada'ullah fil ard. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says? You are judges against each other. People will judge you by your actions and by your deeds, by what you display apparently. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this person, Umar radiallahu, what did he say? He says, we pass judgment according to what we see. What we see in you, according to that, we are going to judge the type of person that you are. So he says that this person, you need to say to him that, listen, fear Allah. Ittaqillah akhadhatuhu al-izzah. Arrogance takes, grips him. Arrogance, he will not accept it. He refuses to accept. If the cap fits, then wear it, put it on. Why become upset and angry when a person is advised, or when a person advises you? So أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ, because of that sin, Allah says he's so engrossed and immersed in sin that he becomes angry and upset when he's advised to leave and give up that sin. Allah says the only thing that will sort this person out, فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ. Allah says Jahannam is sufficient for this man. You bring Quran to him, it doesn't affect him. You bring hadith to him, you advise him, nothing works for this person. Allah says, فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ. Jahannam will sort him out. Jahannam will purify him. Jahannam is sufficient for such a person. وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ. And Allah warns us that it is a very evil abode, the abode of Jahannam. Allah speaks of a second type of person. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and from amongst the people, مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ, he has sold his very self, ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, seeking the pleasure of Allah. He's given up, he sells his old self. What does it mean? There are his desires, and then there is the law of Allah. He doesn't give in to his desires. يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ, all his desires, he sells them. He gives his desires up, all his wishes and his wants, where they go against the commandment of Allah, he sells it, he gives it up. Why? ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ, seeking the happiness and the pleasure of Allah. Allah says, then you have this type of a person. On the other hand, وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ, and Allah is most compassionate, most loving, and most merciful towards His servants. May Allah grant us understanding.